This man had heard that Baba is going to give darshan at a certain place, you see. So this man from a long distance, I think it was 12 miles or 15 miles, I forget now. So he comes there and he heard a bit late, so he starts running to be on time there, to negotiate that village, next village. So when he arrives there, he finds that Baba's car has left. Baba has left the place. So he continues to run. And Baba did leave the place after being there for the whole day. Yeah. So it was a program, day and night program, mind you. Right? It's not just that VIP is there available from 10 to 12 and the rest of the time he is relaxing or having his meal or something like that. No, with Baba it was day and night programs. Mm. So it had left, so this man continues to run. On the way there, while we are there, we are in the car with Baba. All of a sudden Baba says, oh, let us stop, get me some water to wash my face or something like that. So we thought that, well, naturally he's tired after a whole day's darshan, now we must stop the car here. So he wants the car to stop. So the whole thing stops, naturally, whatever is behind his car. Because there are no roads. These roads were also constructed by them. These tracks, as you call them, the motorable tracks. No road. There's no road for bullock cart also there. And those, what do you call those things? Outback. What do you call that? What do you call such
things?
No,
back country.
Yeah.
Boondocks.
Huh?
Boondocks.
Bunda.
Boondocks.
Boondocks. That's German.
It's from his part of the country they call it.
Yeah.
Boonies.
Just back country roads.
Yeah, back country roads, yeah. But you have back country roads, but it's not that also. They created such tracks. Mm. When they expected Baba to be there. So this man started, so Baba has stopped the car. And then Baba has stopped the car and he's washing his face and says, let us stop for some time and all that. So there's a lot of time that is being spent over there for what we didn't know. But the man was running for him. So it was good that Baba stopped the car. How would he go on running like that? So then when he heard that Baba had just left that town, so he started running in the direction where the car had gone. Then sure enough, after some miles, he was there all out of breath. You see. And Baba was there. And what a happy meeting it was, an embrace and all that. It's really, it was very touching. All these sights were very touching. And Baba made it appear as if they are sheer coincidences. It wasn't so. When we now think in retrospective, nothing was coincidence. It was all pre-planned, well-planned.